Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet, especially those who are listening via our brand new app, IPOB Community Radio. As I promised you, we are live on that very platform, and it would not surprise me this evening if people decide to boycott Facebook entirely, because our app is working. It doesn't cost much data. It is low data usage. Anybody who has a network, nobody ever again will complain of not being able to listen to us live and direct. And we are coming to you this very evening, the evening of the 19th day of August in the year of our Most High Elohim 2020. The time now is exactly a minute past 7 p.m. in the evening. Wherever you are, I welcome each and every one of you. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is listening. Therefore, I would say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because unlike any other indigenous broadcaster out of, why is our FM off? They say our FM is off. Why is it off? I don't understand. It shouldn't be. They said the FM is off. I don't understand it for the life of me. I don't know. Our systems, our controls are okay from here. I don't know why that will be off. But I need confirmation that our app is functioning. Our IPOB Community Radio app is functioning. I want to understand the reason why we are not coming out on satellite and also on radio. I need confirmation, please. Of course, there will be a slight delay before my voice is conveyed from here to our listening device. And of course, I want to know people are listening on our app. That is why today, rather unusually, we are stuck at 3.3K. Of course, Facebook and their suppression, are they going to stop us? The answer is no. They are not going to stop us, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. I will proceed nonetheless. I did say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. And I am repeating that because we are being listened to right across the face of this very planet Earth. From everything that I can see here, our systems, our controls are okay. I see no reason why we should not be on FM. If that is the case, then I need to be informed. That means that the sabotage is continuing. That means that the sabotage is continuing. But I need to know why our FM is not functioning at home. All the controls here I can see, they are all lighting up, so they should be working. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of IPOB all over the world, indigenous people of Biafra. And by the very special grace of the Most High Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, I welcome you. Please get your pen and paper ready, because today will be like no other. We are going to educate, we are going to lecture, we are going to tutor. We are also going to enlighten each and every soul who is, should I say, fortunate enough to be listening to us this very morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where you are. Because as I said earlier, the whole world is paying attention, they are listening to us. Our app is working, IPOB Community Radio. Download it. If you have a smartphone, download IPOB Community Radio. It is the fastest download right now on Android. I do not know for Apple, but I do know on Android that we are number one download at the moment. Everybody must download it. Make sure that each and every member of your family has it on their phone, so they can listen to us, not just this very live presentation, but also be able to go back and listen to our previous broadcast. Very, very important, please. We now have our podcast, which is on demand. FM is not working at home. Worryingly so. That means it has been confirmed. It has been confirmed that there is sabotage from somewhere. That IPOB Community Radio is not working as well. Is that correct? I very much doubt it. because I tested it and it was working. I tested it and it was working. I don't know. I need...
Make sure you have data, please. Make sure you have data. Very, very important. Make sure you have data, please, because it should be working. It should be working, please. The app is working very well. The app is working. IPOB Community app is working. It's on Apple Store. It is very loud and it is very clear. They are saying IPOB Community Radio is working. Community Radio is working absolutely fine. It is working. It has been confirmed. I don't want... Please go and get data. If you don't have data, you go to your next door neighbor, please. Very, very important. The app is working everywhere because I tested it and it was working earlier. We must proceed and we must pray this very evening. It could be your morning, it could be your afternoon, it could be your evening, but here it is evening and we are going to pray. It is the prayer that my mother used to pray for me from the book of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. She used to sing it to me in those days when I call her, she would sing it to me. And that is her prayer for me all the time. And that is the same prayer I am going to pray for this very noble family of IPOB all over the world, to each and every one of you who is listening this very evening. In the language of the ancient, it goes, our Father, our Lord, our God, our Creator, our Maker, the Giver of life, the keeper of our hope, unto thee and only thee do we give every praise and adoration. There is no other God apart from you. One God, indivisible, ancient of days, you never change. You are the Lord of hosts of all the heavens and of creation. There is nothing that can be compared to thee. I do not call you a lion, I do not and can never ever describe you as something that you have created, because you are greater than what man can ever conceive that you are. You are omnipotent, you are the God of all the gods, your habitation is the heavens. And this very earth is your footstool. Everything that the eyes of man can behold is your creation. Yet we do not know the beginning, neither can we fathom the end. You are indeed almighty, and we give you praise this evening. Your children all over the world, this very family of IPOB, we look up to thee to redeem us and to save us. You have brought the zoo to its knees. You are collapsing the zoo as you promised us that you will. We have no strength of our own. We are nothing. We are mere mortals. We live and we die. But you dwelleth forever. You exist from time immemorial into time immemorial. That is why you are the ancient of the ancients. And you gave us a promise and you said that Biafra will come in our time. That is why we should fear not, for you are with us. We should not be dismayed, for you are the one true living God, indivisible. For you will strengthen us, for you will help us, for you will uphold us with your righteous right hand, that we may behold the coming of Biafra, that your name may be glorified, exalted, praised, and honored, now and forevermore, we pray. He say. They said the sound coming out of our app is very beautiful. That is what people are saying, because here we don't want to allow Facebook to mess us up anymore. An application is social media, and we are going to upgrade it to include chat facilities so we can now interact and chat with one another. That will be the next upgrade on IPOB Community Radio. For some inexplicable reason, we are told that Our platforms in Biafra land, our radio is not working. Everybody has a smartphone. Please go to your smartphone. Tell people back home. It doesn't cost you anything. Facebook is more expensive. Way more expensive than IPOB community radio app. It doesn't cost you. It is low data. It's the radio. So it is low data usage. Very, very important that everybody must be on it. Everybody has to be on it. Please. Very, very important. Everybody has to be on IPOB community radio. Very, very important. I beg of you. Now we proceed. This evening, get your pen and your paper ready. Very, very, and I can assure each and every one of you that we are going to do something to our platforms back home, and this will not happen again. We have fixed the app today. People are listening to us via the app. We are also going to do the same thing to our radio, our FM platform. We are going to make some very radical changes to our operations. Very, very radical. Some will weep, some will cry. Some may even open up fake accounts to start attacking themselves. But these are the things that we must do because we are resolute and we are relentless. Our march is towards freedom, towards Biafra, and there is no mortal that can stop it. Not now, not even Britain can stop it. You know, before Ojukwu said the same thing, and they said he was boasting that he lost the war after 3 years. But this time around, we have come. The generation that Ojukwu was preparing for, we have come. And Biafra is coming with us. That I can assure you. Now get your pen and paper ready and prepare for the lectures this evening because they're going to be very, very deep. Very, very deep and incisive. Deep and incisive. And I need you to listen very attentively and very, very carefully. Most of the materials that I'm using this evening are materials that I lifted from what other people had written on this very subject. My analysis is the only part that is original. Everything else I'm about to read out, they are from either primary or secondary sources. Very, very critical you understand this. Now listen to me very carefully, please, this evening. Last year, one of our brothers wrote, last year, 2019, when a guy designed and proposed a logo for Innocent Motors, 99% of our people were shouting, wow, wow, this is awesome. They hyped it to a point that Innocent CEO had to invite the designer to come to visit their factory. So shocking, therefore, to learn that the majority of people who were in support of that man's design are now faulting this proposed Biafran flag by Mazen Nnamdi Kanu, which has Israeli logo. One, I did not design the flag. I only gave guidance when the originator showed me a draft. I asked him, I told him where to place that very Star of David. Our brother here referred to it as Israeli logo. The Star of David features very prominently on Israeli flag, but it is not an Israeli logo. The pentagram has been there from time immemorial. And some of you this evening will be astonished as to depth of our analysis and research, the depth of it, you will be astonished. Because the thing about black people, I keep saying every blessed time that I'm live on air, is that we do not reason properly. There is something wrong with our reasoning. But we are here to correct it. I am not running away from that very challenge. We are here to correct it. That is why I keep saying all the time, please bring your pen and paper with you. Not after lecturing and teaching. We go back to the same topic after about a week. It becomes very boring. It's as if we don't learn anything. He wanted to say, to all the ignorant people God Elohim has a word in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And the same thing is happening to us today. We have become so ignorant. We have become proud of our ignorance. That even things that are there right in front of our eyes, staring at us, we cannot make the meaning of it. So I am going to start this way. A new flag I published features the star, pentagram, the star of the ancients, the star of our people, the star of Eri, I call it. And I want to be on record so that when you quote me correctly. Zoo education, when people go to zoo in Nigeria, their brains are scrambled. They can no longer reason properly. I want to be put on record that everybody you claim is another ethnicity, I am saying it this night. I am saying it loud and very clear that everybody is Igbo, number one. And I'm going to prove it to you. Number one, everybody, Ibibio, Efik, Izon, Ishekiri, everybody is Igbo. Idu, Igoromigoro itself. Igbo, I-G-B-O, the land of the ancients. Follow me very carefully, please. First of all, people were clamoring, saying, oh, I am not Jewish. They are trying to make us, turn us to Jews. It's because you're ignorant. The same thing that the white man discovered in Arochukwu and said to your fathers and your forefathers, you are regurgitating and repeating today out of ignorance and irredeemable stupidity and hopelessness. I feel sorry for some of you. I want you, before you argue blindly, as the fool that some of you are, before you try to divulge, before you try to separate, before you try to carve out Biafra land from what I call Hebraic heritage, please travel to Enugu State. When you travel to Enugu State, I want you to go to a place called Nsude. Nsude is in Udi. When you go to that place today, you will see the archaeological findings of, you'll be surprised to know, a British archaeologist. British. I said to you, you don't know why Britain chose Enugu as the capital. Some of you are blind, both physically and in the spiritual realm. You cannot see, you are blind. Your stupidity is so enormous that it is burdening you. It is in your brain sitting like a cancer eating you away. Stupidity is what some of you are suffering from. And tonight I will cure all of you of that madness and idiocy. The Star of David belongs in the Biafran flag. The Biafran flag that I published. But that doesn't mean we cannot discuss how debates to degenerate into a shouting match. I want, if you claim that we have no connection with Israel, as some of you ignorantly and foolishly do, I ask you please to go to Enugu State, in Sudan. There you will see pyramid. The only other place on this earth you will see such a pyramid is in Egypt. The people that built the pyramid in Egypt, who are they? They're not the slaves. The Israeli slaves. Descendants of Jacob in Israel. So you ask yourself a simple question, if at all your brains are working, if at all they are working, because that was what Britain saw and wrote, which I'll go to later on to tell you, you have no culture, you have no history, nobody is your relative. Britain wanted to cover up your biblical heritage as a people of the book. That is what they call the Semites, those in the Levant region. The name is not Middle East, it is called Levant, for some of you who do not know. People from the Levant region, not Middle East, Levant, Middle East doesn't mean anything. People, the Semitic tribes of the Levant region, they are called the people of the book. Do you know the meaning of it? People of the book. When Britain came to our land, they wanted to take us away, take our mind away from thinking about who we are, that we are also the people of the book. If you say we are not the people of the book, now can you please answer this very question? What are Egyptian pyramids doing in Enugu State? In Udi. Who built it? The same alignment. Facing the sun, everything intact, the same way it is in Egypt. Who built it and what for? What are the ancient people doing building pyramids? Not like the type you have that the Incas built. No. This one was built in Igbo land. Pyramid. Any day you ask yourself, where did this pyramid come from? You see that your sawdust brain will begin to clog together to perhaps put one and one together to give you two. It is called reasoning. Reasoning. If you're traveling on a narrow path in the village, or maybe you're hungry, and you see avocado pear on the ground, or guava as the case may be, do you know the first thing you will do? You will look around to see if there's any avocado tree around there. If there is none, you will not pick it to eat. Ask anybody who grew up in the village. When you are going into the forest, into the bush to do whatever errand or assignment you've been given to do, and you're going and you see a fruit on the ground, the first thing you will do, the first thing you're trained to do as a child, is to look around to see the tree that that very fruit fell from. If you cannot find a nearby tree, that means it's not supposed to be there. Something is wrong. You quietly jump and you pass. These are the advantages of growing up in the village, so you understand. Reasoning in the village is not A, B, C, D. You are taught how to reason. Even by the folklore, you are told. Akokombe, they talk about tortoise fox and all the rest of it. It is so that you can acquire some semblance of reasoning. As a child, so that when you see something, you can put things together. You can, because the first thing you do in the village, when you find a fruit that is not supposed to be there, the first thing you do as a child, even as an adult, is to look around to see if there is any tree that bears that fruit. If there is none, do you pick it? No, you don't. You leave it and you continue on your journey. It is not something you learn in school. Simple village common sense. Any day we open our minds just open our minds a little bit to absorb sense and reasoning, that day we'll begin to behave and reason like human beings. Let me ask you again, what are those pyramids doing in Enugu? Do you know you have pyramids in Enugu? Some of you, do you know? Where did this come from? Who are the only people that build such pyramids anywhere in the history of man? It is in Egypt. Did Phoenicians come down to Biafra land, to Enugu, to build pyramid? No. We built it. Our ancestors built it. Why did they build it to the same dimension as the one you have in Egypt? Is to point you to where you come from. The same thing that I have lectured on this very platform over and over again. Because if you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going. Example is Agolozibo. I keep explaining this and I explain and I explain, and I'm wondering, are these the type of brains that will inherit Biafra? You go into Biafra and start reasoning like Alamajiri. So you cannot on your own sit down and reason and think things through before you open your gob to utter garbage. Number one assignment, please. For all of you talking rubbish as always, that you talk crap, talking nonsense because you're foolish, go to Enugu. And you will see the pyramids. And then, whilst you're there, ask yourself, how did these pyramids come to exist here? Who built them? From that day, your stupidity will begin to clear. You'll be amazed. Now, first of all, this evening, I want people to please go and Google. Go to Google, I beg of you. Go to Google, I beg of you, some of you. Go to Google this very evening and you will see Wikipedia and the flag of Nigeria. the flag of Niger area on Wikipedia. Simply go on Google and you type in flag of Nigeria, 1914 to 1960. Very simple. Something you can do. This information is there for everybody to see. For everybody to see. But you see it, you don't reason. The essence of what we are doing here is connect with your brain. And then your brain will connect with your tongue. So that when you open your mouth to speak, your mouth will be speaking what your brain articulated that your eyes saw. That is what makes you a human being, or else you're a goat, an animal. You're a chimpanzee. Allow me to repeat. When your eyes see something, as Obasanjo quite said, that your eye will convey that message to your brain. Your brain will now interpret that very message and then send signal to your tongue, your mouth. And once your tongue is ready to speak, your mouth will open and you begin to talk. That is how human beings reason and how that's how they behave. Now go to that map. Flag of Nigeria. Please publish it. Flag of Nigeria, 1914 to 1960. Now listen very carefully, please. And I'm going to read it for all of you so you can follow it very carefully. First of all, once you see this very flag that Britain designed, you ask yourself, what is the Star of David doing on a flag of a people that actually hates Jews? Britain. Britain hated Jews so much that they never wanted Israel to be free. Britain fought on the side of Jordan to destroy Israel in 1948. Some of you don't know that. I'm telling you, core history tonight. That the history of British suppression of the people of the book did not start today. Britain were bombed out of Israel. Bombed. The Israelis used bombs to drive them away. Britain went to Britain had what was called the Palestine Mandate. Their job was to stop the creation of Israel. Do you know that? Some of you don't read, you don't research. It was the job of Britain. The same mandate that Satan gave to Britain in Biafra, Satan gave Britain the same mandate in Israel. Satan said to Britain, Satan brought Britain and said to Britain, you must sit here, you must give this land to Arabs. Are you aware of that? So some of you don't know, but I will teach you this evening. Now we read. The flag of Nigeria between 1914 and 1960 was a British blue ensign. British designed it with a green Star of David. Green to signify the fertile lands of Biafra. They said that our FM is now working in the land of Biafra. The criminals who we are holding on to it, they have allowed it to go. Now listen, I will repeat. The flag of Nigeria between 1914 and 1960 was a British blue ensign with a green Star of David. Now, is Britain a Jewish state? Now, I'm just asking the idiots. Is Britain a Jewish state? If the answer is no, then ask yourself, what are British people? It's off again. They said it's off again. It comes and it goes. They are playing with it. But we must continue. All the stuff. People should go to the app, please. The app is working very well. People should go to the app. What? I have given people asking foolish questions. Your number one assignment is, I'm trying to weave a web here for you. Your number one assignment is to perform a pilgrimage. Please go to Nsude, go to Udi, and go and look at the pyramids that our ancestors built. And then ask yourself, where? I ask you again, where? Do you have such pyramids? It's in Egypt. So now, the next question is, did the Egyptians come to Enugu State to come and build pyramid? Now you are going to answer that question, not me. That's number one. I want to establish what I call biblical link between Biafra and Israel. Biblical, that your two naked eyes can see. Although some of you are with your foolish brain, you cannot reason, at least your two eyes can see. Go to Enugu, you will see it. That was part of the reason why Enugu was chosen. The other one I will not tell you. Because you cannot comprehend it. You can't understand it. Ask yourself, what is the Star of David doing? Are British people, are they Jewish? Are they from Israel? But Britain put this very star there. Where did you find the star? That is a very simple question. Britain, where did you get this Star of David that you put on this Nigerian flag? Mind you that Nigeria contains the south and the north. encompassing the whole of Biafra. Now listen very carefully. It was later changed to St. Edward's Crown with the white word Nigeria under it as a red disc. It was adopted by the colony and protectorate of Nigeria following the amalgamation of the South and the Northern Protectorate. Are you following very carefully? The colonial flag of Bizu was adopted in 1914 following the amalgamation of Southern and Northern Nigeria. It was first suggested by the first Governor General of Nigeria, Sir Frederick Lugard. So Lugard knew where we came from, but they said we have no history. And please, tonight you must pay attention. Unungant, listen, open your ears and listen. Write anything that is confusing you, write it down. Go back later on to go and interrogate it. You'll find the answers to it. It was adopted by the colonies. Lugard started the whole thing. They asked Lugard, why did you do this? He said, it's a symbol of the unification of Nigeria because of the seal of Solomon, which was associated with the native Igbo Jews. Lugard said, Igbo Jews, Lugard. I'm going to say, I pledge to Nigeria, my country. I'm a proud Nigerian. The person that created you a nigger said, the reason why I am putting the seal of Solomon, or Star of David as they call it, on this flag here of British colonial Nigeria is because this particular star, according to a white man before 1914, but unveiled in 1914, when some of you have not been born, some of you, even the Alamajiri that impregnated your mothers during the war, have not been born by then. They live. Are you listening very carefully? I want to open your skull so you can reason. Because when it comes to education and research, I don't think that apart from Princeton Library in the USA, I don't think anybody can compete with us. To be honest with you, I don't think they can. I'm not being arrogant. I don't think you can. Some of you are not educated enough to stand and to debate. You're not learned. And we're not learned. How can you reason properly? I hope you're following. Ask yourself this question. Why would a white man who is not Jewish, a white man who is not circumcised, what is he doing with the Star of David? And some of you are so foolish. You don't know that this very Igbo Jewish Star of David on the flag was done in 1914. Israel only adopted this Star of David in 1948. Are some of you brainy? 1914, 1948, which one is older? Who is copying who? I don't know if their brains are now beginning to open up a little bit. Who is copying who, I ask you? 1914, a white man, Britain of all people, that hates the people of the book so much. Their job is to stop. I have proven it to you now that the job of Britain is to stop the light of God from shining on this very earth. The same thing they did. Ask Britain, did you go to Israel to stop Israel from emerging or not? Britain, who had the Palestine mandate after the Second World War? Britain, did you vote for Israel to stand or not? The answer is no. Britain, was it not British officer class that fought on the side of Jordan to decimate and destroy Israel? In 1948, did it work? 1967, they came again. The Yom Kippur. Have you forgotten? No, we don't forget because our library is always open. And this night, we are educating people. Nkuzi, education. Because people are daft. And the reason why I spend time, because I don't want our people to be like zoo animals, Nigerians, who don't reason, people who cannot reason. It doesn't matter how opposed I am to an idea. This is one thing about black people. I may be opposed ideologically to an idea. But once you begin to lecture me and tutor me and I see sense in what you're saying, I follow you. The thing about black people is, I don't want to sound as if I've conceded, so because I'm going to keep arguing blindly. That's why people fight in Biapalo. You don't know that. Now listen again, very carefully.
I hasten to add. Very carefully. It was a white man. The white man that created the zoo that some of you are dying for today. Frederick Lugard. Then he was not a lord. He was a sir. Sir Frederick Lugard. He said, this is the seal of Solomon. Why did you put the Star of David on the British flag of Nigeria? Because it is associated with the native Igbo Jews. Before you were born, before your parents were born, before their own parents were born, these things were there. This star was there. Before Israel was created, this star was there. So when you come out, you talk rubbish. He said, we are copying Israel. But you are a fool because you have no brain. Ours was in 1914. Israel was instituted again through the grace of God in 1948. 1914, of course, some of you are very daft. 1914, 1948. Which one is older? Is it not 1914? What happened in 1914? Lugard set up a flag. They asked him, why did you put Star of David there? He said, because it is associated with Hebrews, because they are Jews. But the same Britain wrote later on, you have no culture. These are people that built pyramids. People that started writing. Ejagam. In CBD. Before Britain knew what farming was. Are you following? The Iberi Benaganu school. You think that going to school and having a certificate means you have common sense? Is that what some of you think? Because you can, maybe some of you read James Hadley Chase or you read some Robert Ludlum, novels, and you grew up maybe to stitch one or two sentences together. Because of that, you see yourself as an intellectual. You're a born fool. You know nothing. If you think that talking all this rubbish will make us to run away from our heritage, God will punish all of you. You want to infect us with your useless zoo ignorance. It can never work. Mad, daft people everywhere. Now listen very carefully. The Star of David had already been in use in Nigeria during the British rule because of the Igbo Jews who were featured on the coins of the British West Africa pound. This was confirmed in 1917. 1970 was confirmed. The discovery of a bronze Star of David in Aguleri. In 1917. And there, Israel was in 1948. The seal was uncovered in Aguleri in 1917. In Zuzu. No, how could we see? You want me to? That was how Janjaweed made you useless. A very today, all you do is open shop, you sell spare parts, you're doing chemistry, all that rubbish. You are inventors, you're creators. You are manufacturers, you're not retailers. Because of the nonsense, it was a trade everywhere. You accepted that garbage. When you are manufacturers and inventors, Dara, you answer whatever name they give to you, not here. This is IPOB. We are Radio Biafra. We don't assume any identity from any idiot. We dig and we dig and we dig. And we uncover who we are. Then we unleash it on the whole world. Dara, lunatics everywhere. 1917 Aguleri. The crest on the flag was also used on the flag of the Governor General of the zoo. They were so enchanted with it. What are Igbo people doing with Star of David, Seal of Solomon? What for? That was when Satan gave them message, destroy them. And they are still doing it till today. But you have no brain. That is why you know nothing. Your brains are empty. Who built the pyramids of Egypt? Your ancestors did. After building it, they came back. When they migrated and they came into our land, they did not just stop there. They went to Udi and built the same pyramid. They built the same thing. Oh my goodness. The flag was not accepted
Why was it not accepted? The same thing. That is, anybody who rejects this flag, who rejects this star on our flag, tonight I'm going to prove to you that they have Fulani blood in them. That is Fulani blood in them. I'm going to prove it tonight. Anybody believe, anybody, once you see that flag, you see the star, and something tells you, oh, reject it, believe you me, there is Fulani blood in your family. Go and investigate it. I want to prove it to you. Why am I saying what I'm saying? Because when this flag was floated, the same thing some of you are doing today, the same thing some of you Fulani descendants with Igbo names are doing today and Biafran names, the same rubbish some of you exhibited yesterday and today, you'll be shocked. Fulani did the same thing when this flag was launched. Some native Nigerians, even including Fela and Nicola Kokuti, refused to salute the flag despite it being mandated in schools. In 1956, some Nigerian Muslims, that is to tell you that anybody against this flag or there is Islamic blood in your family. In 1956, some Nigerian Muslims burnt the Nigerian blue ensign at Mecca in Saudi Arabia because of the Jewish Star of David on it. Does that sound familiar? The same thing that some of you are doing. You see something, you reject. It is that Satan in you. Once you see that star, the devil in you begins to unravel. The Satan in you begins to rise up to reject something you don't even know. Instead of you to say, oh, please teach me, I don't know, why is it there? I reject it. Israel was, the new Israel was founded in 1948. Our star was recognized in 1914, 1917. Which one is older? Who copied from who? The black people who cannot, this UG. Muslims burnt this flag in Mecca because of our star in it. They didn't give a damn. They just saw it as the star of David. They said, no, we reject it. It is Jewish. We are going to. No, they burnt the flag. You had intellectuals then, Nnamdi Azikiwe, all the big brains you had fighting. That is the thing. I want you people to understand that what has happened in the past is now happening again. The same stupidity and idiocy of Azikiwe, the same foolishness. When they burnt this flag in 1959. Do you know that Azikiwe never complained? He never said, you must add it, it's my symbol, you must add it. The same thing some of you are doing today. Oh, remove it, it doesn't matter. The same, and Azikiwe, in fact, I'm sure the father is from Zungeru. He doesn't have pure Igbo blood in him. And I will use Igbo. Every time, it's like an Igbo thing. They always say Igbo. Tonight again, I'm going to prove it to you. All of us are Igbo. Everybody. From Igodomigodo to Bakasi to Ambazonia, Igbo, IGBO. If you don't like it, go and drink poison. If you don't like it, go and hang yourselves. Your ignorance is why you are in the state you're in today. And I am not sitting down here to tolerate or condone your ignorance. I cannot. Other people may to sound politically correct. I don't believe in your useless political correctness. It is garbage to me. I'll prove it to you again tonight. If you're against this flag, it means you have Fulani blood in you. Look at the flag, very clear. So you think that Britain can just come and put star, just from nowhere, just, this is a Nigerian flag, just a star. Is that what you think? Is that what you think, I'm asking you? So Britain will just wake up and put, you think white people are as useless as black people in Africa? You just see something, you just add without meaning? Britain came, did their research. They said this flag is to unify everybody. And that unification meant that is very unique. Unique to the people that they refer to as an intelligent race. The Igbo people, intelligent. That's what Britain said. And added this seal. Britain was confused. They said, oh my goodness, does it mean that these people are actually Jews? Okay, anyway, since they are, let's brush them off. Let's not recognize them. And some of you, your fathers and your grandfathers grew up in that ignorance till today. Maybe I'm not calling you. Do you know I stay in Israel most of the time? Do you know in Israel they do sacrifice of chicken or cocoa? Are you aware of that? Do you know that? Do you know that when, in fact, Darlington and Somto, look for that very video of when the Onowu of Owerri, the Prime Minister of Owerri, I went to his house. Before I entered his gate, he brought out a live chicken, used it to bless me, was libating and chanting, praying with a live chicken. Some of you will say it's fetish. He says, but the people that documented the Torah and gave it to us, that's what they do. Do you know that in Israel, they go into the bush? Do you know in Israel, they will go into the bush, they will go to a tree and they will be talking and praying? Are you aware of that? I didn't want to tell you that before. I saw it with my two eyes. They're going to the bush to go and pray. The same thing our ancestors were doing. Going into the bush and going under a tree and doing something. The same chicken, okoko, to slaughter okoko, to slaughter and spread the blood everywhere. I saw it happening in Israel today. Do you see what ignorance does to people? Once you close your mind, ignorance builds a cage around you. Now, listen very carefully to this, to what I have to tell you. The reason why the star is there is because that star is indigenous to Nigeria. When the British came, the British marched the north and the south and they said, let's bring something from the south. And you people should be very proud. That star is the only thing that is indigenous on the British flag until 1959. The only thing that's indigenous is our star from our land. Telling you once again that we are ancient people, that we own the land that we inhabit. No other one. You cannot see the horns of Valamajiri cattle. It's not there. Nothing else is there. There is no bronze works. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is there. The only thing the British recognized was a star taken from Igbo land. Nothing else from anybody else. Does that tell you something? Umokoko, does that tell you anything at all? Oh, Chinekena Marende Denver. Ignorance is a disease. And this evening I'm curing you. Sweeping away all that cobweb from your janjaweed infected brain. The star or the seal of Solomon is the only thing on British colonial flag that is indigenous to the area they colonized and they got it from Aguleri. Nobody else, nothing from anybody, no other tribe, no other ethnicity, no other person. When I say it, they say he's being very proud. Why won't I be proud? I am blessed from heaven. Why won't I be proud? And sometimes even arrogant about it. The child of God. That even Britain came and they recognized it. They said, here is the settlement of the children of the Most High. Why didn't they reject it? Because they couldn't. Do you know what was happening then? Elohim, God in heaven, was pointing us back to who we are. That is the only God. No other God apart from him. There is none. Why do you think we are doing well? Because there is no other God apart from Chukwukika. Only one God. Indivisible. Out of everything, there were bronze works, some fine works of wood, some even terracotta. Everything was there. The only thing the white man picked up to put on his flag was something that was found in Igbo land. What does that tell you? Oh, my goodness. We must continue. We need to continue. And then they said something about is he Igbo? You know, we are a Jaw, we are Niger disease, we are Niger Delta, we are not part of this Biafra Igbo people. Make una go, Igbo. I'm not saying everybody says that, but I'm just trying to correct them. And I want to speedily go. Who are the Izon people? They say they inhabit the Niger Delta area of the Zulu.
that I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested. Keep going down. Google it. Ejo, what is, who are the Ejo people? I want to prove to everybody that we are one. Everybody that we are one. You know, sometimes ignorance and idiocy will not allow us. But please Google it and keep scrolling. Keep scrolling and keep scrolling and keep reading and keep reading and keep reading and keep reading. Until you get to the part which I now want to be published, please. Can you please publish that very part? What does that part say about the Ezone people? Please put it on my page. Put it up, please, on my page. Who are the Ezone people? Who are they? Who are they? Who are they? Who are they? Who are the people? Who are they? Who are they related to? Who are their brothers and their sisters? Who are they related to? After a white man must have finished putting their entry, they now said, related, what is the meaning of a relative? Who is your uncle? Isn't he your relative? Who is your sister? Your relative. Your brother is your relative. Even your child is your relative. You are related. You claim you know English language, but you know nothing related. In this same entry on Ezone, who are your brothers, more or less? Who are you related to? They did not. I didn't see anything here. They said Epeye people, Ibibio, Ogoni, Isoko, Igbo, Eleme. These are their relatives. Igbo is there. Do you know the funniest thing? You see here, there is no Efik. You see here, there is no Igede. There is no, I want to prove to you that we are all Igbo. That's where I'm going to now, to prove it to you, with you, if you have any brain. Now, in this entry here, which is now on my page, I believe, who are related to Ezone people? Epeye, Ibibio, Ogoni, Isoko, Igbo, Eleme, Igbo, 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 are relatives of Ejo people. It's there now. It's not, I didn't write it. It's here in black and white. Oh, dear me. Do you know the funniest thing? If you Google Ibibio, you will see Igbo in it. You Google Efiko, Igbo is there. Google Igede, Igbo is there as a relative. You Google Idoma, Igbo is there. Google Egala, Igbo is there. Are we going to go to Goromigoro? Is Igbo not there? Igbo is the only ethnicity you will find in the description of all the people that make up Biafra. Everybody is related to Igbo. Everybody. Now, in this entry here, they never said that Ezone, that is Ejo, is related to Efik or Idoma. Therefore, that Igbo is that chain, that chain that links everybody together, that brings everybody together to one family. Everybody is Igbo. Everybody. Who are you related to? Ezone, Igbo. Igede, who are you related to? Igbo. Idoma, who are you related to? I'm not telling you myself. I say, go and Google, go and do your research. Igbo. How about Egala? Igbo. How about, who do I say? Of course, Anioma is Igbo. I'm not even going to say Anioma. Isekiri, who are you related to? If you trace your history, who? Isoko, Isoko, Urobo. Go and look at your history. Igbo is there. For everybody, Igbo is the link that binds everybody together. So when we talk about Igbo, we're talking about ourselves. Let us be very serious for goodness sake. We know what we are doing. Because we are learned. We are learned. When they discovered, they now said, hey, these people are very smart. Any man, ask yourself this question. People say, oh, this time of David, is you're trying to bring Judaism. I'm not. People are daft to the core. And I will ask you now, go back to your village, because some of you were born under Ojolegba Bridge, so you don't know nothing. Go back to your village and ask them, why are we circumcised on the eighth day after we are born as a male child? Nobody can tell you. That same eighth day circumcision is also in the Bible.
a Semite from the Levant, they will tell you they don't know. It's an instruction from God. It's in the scriptures. You must circumcise your male child on the eighth day after they are born. Is that true or false? Is that true or false, I'm asking? Now, Britain doesn't circumcise on the eighth. The Germans don't. The Americans don't. Nobody else does. Only the Jews can circumcise on the eighth day. And where in the world do people circumcise on the eighth day after a male child is born? Only in Israel and in Biafra land. And you say you're not related. People are daft, you know. If they are, can you show me where else on this earth where people, their male child is circumcised on the eighth day? Please show me now, tell me. Where else? So it just is a coincidence, yes? If you travel all the way from the Holy Land, all the way from there, you cross everywhere, Sudan, Niger, everywhere, you get into Mali, you cross all this, you come into the you're not even the western part. You came to the forest of the east, where the sun rises from the center of the earth. Zero latitude, zero longitude. The very center of creation itself. And there are people who are circumcising on the eighth day. And you cannot ask, instead of you to be arguing like a blind bat, you cannot do your own simple reason and say, but why? That is what should be guiding. Anytime you want to turn into an efulefu, you just use the question why. Why did they do this? Why did they do that? Start with why, and then believe you me, by the time you're done, you acquire some sense. Any man from the east, when do you circumcise? Is he not on the eighth day? Azon, when do you circumcise? Eighth day. Gala, when do you circumcise? Eighth day. Efik, when do you circumcise? Eighth day. Calabari, when do you circumcise a boy? On the eighth day. Idoma, when do you circumcise? On the eighth day. Igbo, when do you circumcise? On the eighth day. Then, who are you? Do you know what circumcision? Covenant between God and Abraham. Covenant. 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 Forever and ever. You have a child and you circumcise that child on the eighth day. Forever and ever. So why do some of you think all male Biafrans, why do you think you are circumcised on the eighth day? Why not the ninth day? Or after 1 week? Or 1 year? Now, let me wrap it up for you. I talked about the Willings report of 1958. Go back to it. It's on my page. Go back to it. Let us read line by line, please. That is paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3. I want us to go to paragraph 4. This is the Willings report which people base their Niger Delta rubbish on. This is the Willings report that gives impetus to stupid groups like PANDEF. Pan Niger Delta garbage. Garbage. I call it garbage. Go to number 4. You know, this thing has been on my page. That is what I said about black people. Your eyes see something, but your brain cannot process the information. Has been hidden. Somebody is saying that my page has been hidden from public eye. Only your followers can now find your page. That's what they're doing. But people are finding their way. After all, I don't want to say what I'm saying. I don't misunderstand me. If people are seeking the truth, then they will find us. Just go and preach the gospel. Share the page. I told you what Britain did in Israel. They're doing it now. Suppress the truth. That is what Zuckerberg is doing. Suppress, use Facebook, suppress the truth. It did not come out, but Israel stood and still standing till today. And so will Biafra very shortly. Now listen, go to paragraph 4 of a report written by a white man. All these fools, Niger Delta, I call them idiots because the country is... Once you say in Niger Delta, I know you're a fool.
I know you are a complete idiot, you are. You cannot reason. I cannot see you as an intellectual. I will not see you as somebody who is enlightened. If you come out and you describe yourself as nigger delta, that means you're a fool. And let me tell you why. From a white man, willing. Now, this everything about we are not Igbo, we are nigger delta, is based on this report by a white man. But they have not read it. They have not. Go to paragraph number 4. And I'll read. The Rivers province, according to a white man, includes two divisions of Brass and Degema, both overwhelmingly Ejo and the Ogoni division. The former Rivers division also includes 300,000 Igbos, of whom 250,000 are in Ahoda division. Ahoda, Igbo, according to a white man. And 45,000 Port Harcourt. Now, listen. Port Harcourt, which is Igbo, of course, is a town of recent growth and of rapidly increasing importance. It is built on land. Listen, Igbo, Port Harcourt, Niger Delta, Niger Delta, Chetepuno, Kondara. You people are fools. This is a report by a white man. I am so upset, I'm telling you. You people are idiots. You have no brain. You cannot read. Please copy out this paragraph 4 of Willing Commission report. It's on my page. And distribute it in every useless forum that bears the name Nigger Delta. Mad people everywhere. Now listen. Port Harcourt, Igwacha, is a town of recent growth and of rapidly increasing importance that belonged originally to an outlying branch of the Igbo tribe. Igwacha belongs to Igbo, according to a white man. People are wondering why UAE recognized Israel and why Saudi Arabia and all the rest of them will follow suit. Because even in the Quran, people who claim they are fighting Israel because of Islam, even in the Quran, God said, I have given this land to the house of Jacob. It's in the Quran. It's in the Quran. It's in the Quran. All of them were assuming, according to people talk rubbish, don't know. It's in the Quran that land belongs to Israel. Enlightened Islamic clerics have come out to say this on YouTube, is everywhere. And tonight I'm telling you, from a white man, this was the white man on whose report they are basing the whole South Niger Delta rubbish. It's based on it. And this man said that Igwacha Port Harcourt belonged originally to an outlying branch of the Igbo tribe, the Diobus, which is Igbo, of course, but is largely inhabited by the Igbos from the interior who have come to trade or seek employment. Do you see how white man reasons? This is how they reason. The land belongs to Igbo. It's not just that somebody going to Onitsha to go and live. You are from Nnewi, you go to Onitsha. Is that a crime? But the way the white man wrote it, you would think it is a crime for Igbos in you know how miraculous God is. That is the only place where you find the name Obi Igbo, the heart of Igbo land, is there. That is why I would like us to some saying Igodomigo should be the capital. I'm saying no, it should be Igwacha. Obi Igbo is there. The Oyibo, Oyiribo, Odikibo, talking rubbish. The name is Obi Igbo is there. White man said, who owns the land? I'll go back again. According to Willinke, white man, the report upon which the whole South Niger Delta garbage is based upon, said the land belonged to Igbo tribe, the Ikweres. So a white man knows the Ikwere Diobu, that they are Igbo people. But the person himself doesn't know. Hey, yeah. Now listen. The strip of the south of the, this is 5. The strip of the south of the Igbo block is physically divided by a block of Igbo territory tipped by the important Igbo town. They call it Iguach. Listen, number five, please. Copy number five, please. It is there. Republish this full link report commission. It is on my page. Republish it. Just copy out four and five for any bugger talking rubbish about Niger Delta. The strip to the south of the Igbo block is physically divided by a block of Igbo territory, tipped by the important Igbo town. Port Harcourt is Igbo town, according to a white man. Igbo town of Port Harcourt. And tribally divided between the Jaws and the Ogonis. Igbo, a white man. Oh, dear me. We'll try, please. Mass your former, work on it. I want us to start streaming on Twitter as well, please. On Twitter. We want to tell Facebook. Start streaming live. We are on our app. And my happiness that it is being received loud and clear the whole world over. Is it very clear now? Who owns Port Harcourt? I will repeat, according to a white man that came and surveyed the place and was telling them about minority report. You are not that garbage. The strip to the south of the Igbo block is physically divided by a block of Igbo territory tipped by the important Igbo town. Underline it, please. Important Igbo town of Port Harcourt. Igbo town of Port Harcourt. Get it into your skull, into your brain, that Ikwere is Igbo. Mad people everywhere, and then the Fulani Prima. Fulani impregnated some of your mothers, they gave birth to rubbish. That's why you cannot be. You're using like a janja weed. Somebody said I should explain without an insult. Why won't I insult you if you're an idiot? You are Igbo. You are Ikwere, you are Igbo. You are Nyoma, you are Igbo. You can, I'm not Igbo. I'm not Igbo. I'm not Igbo. Why won't I insult you? You are an idiot. You are an animal. Why won't I insult you? You're a fool. You're a complete idiot, you are. Why won't I insult you? Your mother shouldn't have gone to sleep with ginger weed to give birth to rubbish like some of you. Say I'm Ikwere, but I'm not Igbo. Must be a fool. We must proceed to preach this very gospel uncompromisingly. Will I tell you the truth? If you don't like it, you go and buy a rope and hang yourself somewhere. Don't give a damn. I'll tell you the truth. No wonder gunmen are coming and killing people, abducting and raping. Do you see how foolish? I want people to understand the extent of the. That is why a janja weed can travel all the way from Timbuktu, travel all the way from Mauritania, come into your land, rape your mother and abduct your daughter. And you say, oh, may her soul rest in peace. That's all you write on social media. In a country where no wonder everybody is foolish. You see truth and turn it upside down. White is black, black is white. Everything is the opposite of what it should be. That is why gunmen are killing people. Killing all of you. Now, let me read. My 70-year-old grandfather was killed in my presence. These are residents of Apioji in Zango Kataf area of Southern Kaduna State. Killings are going on. People are dying. People are being slaughtered. People are dying every blessed day. The reason why they are dying is that an average Nigerian cannot reason. An average Nigerian is an animal. He's as good as a cow, a cattle moving. They cannot. They don't switch on their brain. Their brain cells are not working. People are dying. And what do they do? Nothing. How headsmen killed my fiance and kidnapped. And kidnapped me. Or your female farmer. This is a Yoruba newspaper publishing it. Punch is a Yoruba paper. They published it. For some of you talking, one Nigeria, one Nigeria, election 2023, 2096, 2048. This is what awaits you. This is what awaits your daughters. All those who are campaigning for one Nigeria, when you were fully. Area because of the money you will get from allocation. This allocation money coming from, of course, the oil-rich Biafra land. You never realized one day your daughters will be abducted. One day your fiancés will be killed. It never occurred to anybody. That is how foolish black people are. They can see, but they cannot use their brain to process information. A businesswoman, Modupe Oluwa Oyetosho,
has been mourning the death of her fiancé, who was shot dead by Fulani headsmen at Lanlete area of Ibarapa East local government area of Oyo State. She's a Nigerian, Nigerian. They did not arrest those that killed the fiancé and abducted her. I don't want to think of what they did to her, because it's, at least we thank Chukwuoke Kabiama that she's alive. That she's alive. We pray for her. Who did this to her fiancé? Nobody is Fulani. They have just disappeared. But there is a police commando in the area run by a Fulani man. Police commissioner is a Fulani man. All of you are just people, you know, it's only these days that people are now beginning to, all of you are just looking mope sheepishly. Voted? Have you registered? We are having a by-election. It's an electoral election. It's governorship election. All they live for is election. That is how foolish and how daft an average zoo animal is. Do you see it? She's the fiance is dead. And is one Nigerian. Let's move next level. Let's join hands and push ourselves to next level. Do you see the result of ignorance and impotence? You don't do nothing. Your eyes will see something your brain cannot engage. Now you are living with the consequences of your inaction. Exactly what Obasa said. People don't understand. There are consequences. When Fulani are killing people and you keep quiet, there are consequences. When Fulani are taking over your land, you keep quiet, you are going to pay very dearly for it. You don't know that? You don't know that? Today, because when they were killing people in Southern Kaduna, they kept quiet. Today, Fulani are claiming that they are the owners of Southern Kaduna. It's here. In a zoo paper. In a zoo online paper. As the killing in Southern Kaduna continue, the Fulani and Muslim community have demanded for chiefdoms. They want to have their local caliph, whatever they call them. The group, they have now claimed that they are the original owners of the area, explaining that major Christian tribes migrated from other northern states to come to Kaduna. Now, all you efulefus, you fools, Janjaweed born fools. Look at, I just want you to have a look at what is happening in Southern Kaduna. They're not claiming it. They're not telling us that they migrated. Look at the settlement they now have in Abia State. They have settlement in Enugu. They have in Imo. They have in Delta. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. One day they will say that we are the visitors. And Britain, of course, will back them up. And can I ask you something? Have you heard of Britain come out to condemn what has been happening? The bloodbath and the mayhem? To issue a statement? No. They can't. Never now. It's not possible. They will never do it. One of the most corrupt establishments on the face of the earth is the British High Commission in Abuja. Before that in Lagos. Very, very corrupt to the core. They take money from Fulani, of course, and because there is no meter. No meter. You can take as much oil as possible. I thought I was joking. There's no meter here. So you can come and park your tanker and take as much oil as possible and say you only took 2 gallons. And you pay for 2 gallons and you move. That is why they want Nigeria to remain as one. They want the zoo to be one. So they can keep, they will all keep making their illicit money. That's all. As Trump said, my friends are there, they are billionaires. So when I tell you, keep Nigeria one, it's not because they love you. It's because of the fraud that is going on, which they are benefiting from. These are the things that some of you black niggas you never know, not in a billion years. Because your brains are empty. Very sad indeed, isn't it? Hausa Fulani have debunked rumors that they're carrying out genocide, but meanwhile they're now saying that the land belongs to them. This is the price you pay for inaction. This is the price you pay. Well, they were telling Southern Kaduna people, Igbo man is your problem. Igbo man is this, Igbo man is that. Let's go to war. Let's go to Biafra. Let's kill Biafra. They want. Some of you never realized that Ojukwu was fighting for your survival. You never knew it because he didn't have the media to explain the way we're explaining it today. Ojukwu went to go and get restructuring so that all of you will be free. Because of that restructuring, they came, they fought a war and killed 5 million people. And today, is it not very clear for all of you to see that you are all in one almighty mess? Why don't you understand that? The sooner you do, the better for everybody. They are now taking over Southern Kaduna. They are not saying it is now their territory and nobody is going to stop them. All the defense, all the service chiefs are from there. They control them. Even the few sprinkling of Yorubas that they put there, they, of course, they tell them what to do and they do it. Very, very sad indeed. And as a result, men of great pedigree and reputation, I would say, I think his name is it Leckworth? He's called, yes. Sharia Council statement on Southern Kaduna killings confirms why armed foreign headsmen were imported into the zoo. Now they are saying it, what we've been saying since God knows when. Now the lives of Leckworth are now saying it, that they brought in, they deliberately went and brought in foreign fighters, integrated them with cattle headers, Miyetiala, to unleash this wave of terrorism. You don't know who you're fighting. Are you fighting ISIS that just today abducted people? Are you fighting Boko Haram? Are you fighting Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb? Are you fighting Ansaru? Are you fighting bandits? Are you fighting Miyetiala? Nobody knows. And meanwhile, in the midst of this chaos and confusion, they're taking over our land. These are the Middle Belt people they told. This is Zamani Lekwo, chairman of the Southern Kaduna Elders Forum. These are the people that said Ojukwu must die. Kill Ojukwu, you must kill him. Nobody asked themselves, but what did they go to Aburi to actually do? They went to Aburi to negotiate for a confederation. They went to Aburi to structuring. There's something that clamoring. See, that is how that, you know, when I say, they say, oh, he's insulting black people all the time. I want to insult you. Ojukwu, because of your hatred for Biafra, you could not actually see what Ojukwu tried to accomplish in Ghana, in Aburi. No, no, nobody was interested. All they wanted to do was kill him, kill him, kill him. You want to take our oil? Kill, kill, kill. Today, do you have the oil? The answer is no. Not only don't you have the oil, they're now also taking over your land. About your stupidity. So, instead of going to church and praying and, you know, dancing every Sunday, people should go and be fasting and saying to God in heaven, please, we are very foolish. Cleanse our brain. We are very foolish. Every blessed Sunday, that's what they should be doing. Or ask him for in church. Ojukwu went to Aburi to go and get them restructuring. They said, kill him. IPOB warned you that these people are coming their way. They don't kill them. There is hate speech. It's warmongering. They want to divide us. Some idiots like Mwabu for India and the Fulani Tulime. They talking rubbish. But your land is going. And one day, the fate of Southern Kaduna will befall all of you. And there is nothing you can do about it. They have mapped out the zoo as their preferred territory, as their area of choice for habitation. You are not going to stop them. They have. Why do you think they have all the service chiefs? Arms are flowing in from porous borders in the north. Who is going to stop them? After a while, they will do what happened in Afghanistan. After a while, the world will call for peace. You know what they're going to say when they call for that peace? Anywhere you have Fulani settlement, they should stay there. Don't you know that? That's what's going to happen in the next 4 years. They're going to start a war, and that war will come. They will now control some territories, and Britain will sue for peace. At that peace conference, they will say, okay, now, since in the interest of one Nigeria, since you want one Nigeria, in the interest of one Nigeria, let everybody inhabit wherever they are now. After all, some of you are in Savangiri, that's what they're going to say, in Kanu. So why can't we be in Okwa? Why can't we be in Lobu? Why can't we be at Nike? You don't know you're shooting yourself in the foot. This is your one Nigeria garbage. The more you talk about it, the more you are conceding your land. The more your lives are being wasted. It is simple common sense. Now, these are the same people that fought the war against Biafra. The same people that were allowed themselves to be fooled by cattle herders. Today, they are regretting it. That thing that, isn't it very funny? That it is their land that is being taken. They use you to go and fight
Biafrans. They use you to go and fight people who are asking for self-determination. But meanwhile, your land is going. And I'm sure there are soldiers serving in the Zulu army from southern Kaduna. As they are busy serving the Zulu army, protecting Miyetiala, their own land is being taken. I can't, for the life of me, I can't understand the rationale behind it. You claim you're serving in the army, and that army has taken over, has helped terrorists take over your village. And you're still in the army. And police. Of course, my dear brother, Eliezer Ezechukwu, that was the map I was given in Spain. They went to Zamfara. Zamfara told them that across those plains are Jews, the lost tribe of Israel. Robertson's map drawn in Shoreditch in England. But they cannot do research. They think that coming on Facebook and talking about Big Brother is the height of their research, of course. Multiple everywhere. Zamani Lekwo, chairman of Southern Kaduna Elders Forum, has reacted to calls for the revisiting of the death sentence handed to him and six other persons in 1992 Zangon Kataf crisis. Death sentence. If you defend your land, death sentence. If you fight for your people, they hang you, they kill you, they shoot you, you die. But their own terrorists are coming. The terrorists are standing trial. Be it Boko Haram, be it ISIS in West Africa, be it Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, be it Ansaru. And no, you'll never hear anything of that sort. And you wake up in the morning and you're a Nigerian every blessed day. One Nigeria. Until they rape your mother and abduct your sister, then your eyes will clear. Very sad indeed. We are live and we are direct. The time now is approximately 22 minutes past. 22 minutes past. It's 8, yes, 8 in the evening. I am in the blessed land of Biafra. In the blessed land of Biafra. Efulefu will be Efulefu. Any time, any day. Okay? It's a janja with blood. Now. Are you going to stop? Janjaweed, that's how it is. Yes, our app is doing fabulously well. I understand our app is immense. It's doing fabulously well, and I commend everybody that had in hand in making sure that that app became the success that it is. That's who we are. We, of course, we don't rely on people. You mess us up once or twice, and then we go and do what we're supposed to do. Nobody is going to stop us, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Never, ever, ever. We are live and we are direct. And there was this very woman, a lady. I'm sure she's the one. You know, some of you, you're hard at hearing. You don't listen. You don't pay any attention. It is the same thing over and over again. But today, I want to play for you something that an actress, I believe, said. Somto Okonkwo published it. What is her name again? What is the name of this actress? Ada Ame. She's a very popular actress. Very, very popular. I want to play for you what she said regarding the Zoological Republic. Everybody wails and laments. Do something. Stop it. Nobody can. Nobody will. Everybody wants 2023. Your uncle is running. Your sister is running. Everybody is running. But nobody is pursuing them. Only, of course, Janjaweed Miyetiala. Mad people everywhere. Let us hear what this lady has to say about the zoo. Listen very carefully, please. And I hope that the British High Commissioner is listening. She has her $1 million in the bank. So she doesn't really care. She doesn't care at all, at all. They can do whatever they like. Janjaweed can kill as many as possible. If you ask Britain, it is, our interest is to keep Nigeria one. And this is to keep Nigeria, so there can be stealing as much as possible, the corrupt ones amongst them. I'm not saying that Boris Johnson is amongst them. He's not. But there are very entrenched corrupt interests making sure that the zoo is one. Whereas the Scotland has their own parliament, too. Wales, they have their own parliament. Northern Ireland has its own parliament. But Britain is insisting on one unitary zoo. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. Let me play this thing for you so you can hear it.
Yeah,
listen.
India,
listen very, very carefully to what she has to say, please.
Let them be here and do their work. It's crazy. It's not nice. It's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we got, how we got to this point.
She doesn't know.
How we got to this demonic, devilish fire brigade approach of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we got here.
Demonic. The zoo.
I don't know how we got here. I don't know how Nigeria got here.
She doesn't
got
know.
To this point where everything and everybody's life mm-hmm. has to be in a mess.
She's crying.
Before we can do the right thing.
She's crying.
The young men and women in this country should get ready, because the more we keep quiet about a whole lot of things, mm-hmm. it will never stop. It will never.
She's a popular actress.
I don't think in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying? Why am I saying 10 years? I don't think all this wickedness will ever stop. Because as far as I'm concerned, this is wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
You hold people, you hold them to stand still. Even when they are struggling,
mm-hmm.
even when they are trying everything humanly possible within their reach to do something,
mm-hmm.
the society, the government itself is a very frustrating tool.
Are you listening?
The leaders in this country, you people should be careful, because it will come to your doorstep soon. You guys have taken too much from us. You guys have taken too much from Nigerians. And it's time. It's getting to that point where we'll start fighting. I'm serious.
When did I say that? She's saying that this is a very popular actress, Ada Ame. Very, very popular. She's lamenting about the zoo. It's something that I said in 2015, that you're going to fight. You are not going to escape it. All of you, Efulefus, that brigade, you can't escape it. And I keep telling you, if you want to see what your life is going to be like in years to come, or for your children, look at Hausa. They've messed them up. Now they've come to the same. They will take it. Now she's lamenting. Maybe we're going to fight one day. How did we get? You got here because all of you hypocrites, all of you one Nigeria, all of you hypocrites, against Ojukwu. You see that our God is miraculous. There's something I said to Britain. By the time God is done with Britain, even England itself will divide into pieces. Because of Biafra. Because of the atrocities, because of the blood you people shed between 66 and 1970. Your wickedness towards a people that did nothing wrong to you. That is the reason why all of you in the zoo will suffer. Until you rise up one day, apologize to Biafrans profusely. Go to your churches and your prayer point should be, please Biafrans, forgive us, for we have sinned against you. All your wickedness is now, all of you, I can't see you in a balloon on, that the hand you used to poison Biafra, you didn't wash it very well, you've now put it in your mouth, and you're also contaminated. All of you are now in trouble. You're now witnessing what Biafra witnessed. You are now beginning to see that Ojukwu was a visionary, that what Ojukwu saw, he was light years ahead of all of you. And he proposed a very simple system. Be on your own, confederation. Those that ganged up against Biafra. Today are all of you not suffering, but black people. You don't reason very well. So though you may be suffering, but perhaps it's not really affecting you that much. That is who you are. Now she's crying and she's lamenting. That is the faith of people in the zoo. And that is what is going to keep happening unless you wake up today and do something about it. Because the zoo is in a mess. The zoo is in a mess. And these are the people that promised you, we are doing something. Oh, support you, Buratai. Buratai, all of you were there when Buratai came to my house and killed 28 people. As a result, my parents died. I remember some of you clapping for Buratai. Buratai forgot. Instead of you morons to remind Buratai that his job is to go and fight insurgency, He diverted the army meant for the insurgency to my house to come and storm the house. All of you, we are clapping. People that were not armed, we had no arms, we had nothing. You allowed people with arms to attack civilians. And you are clapping. Today, are terrorists not attacking your villages? Where are the army to go? And of course, the army, they are busy trying to, looking for civilians to kill. Boko Haram insurgents have again attacked Kukawa town in Kukawa local government area of Borno State, killing many civilians who returned to the community last week. Military sources have now told, they are calling it, you see how clever they are. They call it Boko Haram, but it's not. This is ISIS. It was ISIS that launched the attack. AP, news organization in the US, is on Newswire. It was ISIS that launched this attack.
The zoo army had some weeks ago claimed that it embarked on clearance operation. We are clearing Baga. We are clearing everywhere. They are on the run, technically defeated. Today, they have taken over the community and they have hoisted their flag. What does that tell you about the zoo? But you people were the ones clapping for them when they moved the same army that was meant to be fighting insurgency, they moved to the southeast to go and be killing civilians. All of you were clapping. You learned nothing from Biafra. Your wickedness, your betrayal, and your treachery during Biafra war did not teach any of you a lesson. Those of you that fought Biafra, are you not today fighting for your dear lives in the Middle Belt? Are you not fighting for your dear lives, wherever you are? Yet you will never learn. The Boko Haram is there in Borno. They have raised their flag once again. And somebody will say, but of course it's in a grave in Saudi Arabia. Mad people everywhere. Instead of you people to come out and say that this boy, you know, you people are so, you see, Nigerians are so daft. Instead of you come out and say that this boy who is in Asorok is not the 78-year-old or 79-year-old Buhari that we know. And you solve all your problems. Rather than coming out and lamenting, doing video, everybody's crying, everybody's complaining. You people are daft. All you need to do to solve all this problem is produce the president, produce the vice, come and do a live press interview. They will never do it. That is how you know that the dude is no longer there. He's in Saudi Arabia in a grave. Osibanjo is missing. They chased him out because they don't want him to replace the dead Buhari. That's all. That's why they chased him out. I have all the details. Very soon I'll reveal it. That's why I chased him out of Asorok. Since April, he has not been seen anywhere. If they see him, they will kill him. And all of you are so foolish. Because they know that, Tinubu in the southwest will not be bothered. All he wants is presidency. So he will corral his people towards presidency. So any other impunity happening doesn't bother him. That is how a black man reasons. All you want is to be elected. Meanwhile, Boko Haram is busy hoisting their flag in Borno. And they're coming for you. As if the mess in the zoo wasn't enough. You have one country. You claim you are in a country. How can any country in the world run two systems? I keep asking them. The only way you can run two systems is if you have confederation. Which was what Ojukwu went to negotiate in Aburi. But people who claim they went to school, people who claim they're professors, they're intellectuals, they're the elite, they are even more daft than wheelbarrow pushers. They are so useless. I can't understand them. How can you stay in a country you claim is secular? How can you stay in a country that claims it is a republic, operating under a common law system, and you sentence somebody to death? And the funniest thing is that there are people that went to law school in the zoo claiming they are Muslim Lawyers Association, saying that the death sentence should be carried out immediately. You are in the same country. And some of you don't reason very well. How can you be in the same country with these divergent views? How is that possible? I went to the U.S. and I was speaking to U.S. government officials. And I said to them, you want us to be in one Nigeria? And they said yes. And I said, why don't you bring a part of Kandahar, maybe Saudi Arabia, and put it in Texas, and let us see how you're going to get on. One will be Sharia, the other will be common law. Tell me how you can run a viable society when you have two competing systems in the same geopolitical space. Just tell me. They couldn't answer. You are in a country where people are called to bar. They are barristers, they are lawyers, and all that garbage. And some are saying, I am Islamic lawyer. Because of that, in Kano, you can kill somebody. But it is a federal republic of Nigeria. Such contradictions and the inability of people who claim they are enlightened to resolve it is what I find very, very distressing. I must take some sip of water. These are the things that I find very, very disturbing with our people, that we cannot reason properly, that people who claim they went to school cannot articulate their way out of a very simple problem. Now, you say to them in the north, since you love your Sharia, stay with your Sharia now, and do Sharia, and hang whoever you want to hang. But for us, we're not going to hang anyone. One thing that a black person doesn't actually realize is that There is a reason why you have a standing parliament everywhere in the world or in most countries of the world. Because laws keep changing, they keep amending, they keep doing, they keep refining, they keep perfecting. Now, when you're running two systems, how can you perfect in even one system? I'll give an example. You know, in our homeland, and we cannot speak our local dialect, and even the English, we are not very fluid at English language. It's happened to a lot of people. Speak your native tongue, you cannot speak. Okay, speak the grammar you claim you know how to speak. You cannot speak that either. You're stuck somewhere in the middle. The same thing happens in real life. When a nation doesn't have any direction, be it legal, be it social, be it cultural, be it anything, even religious, you're bound to fail. You are living in a republic where people go to vote. Yet there is a separate law for, I can't understand that. I fail to understand it. And that is the reason why we do the things the way we do it. That is the reason why I speak the way I do about black people. When I say that black people are naturally very daft, I know what I'm talking about. When I say that black people are naturally disposed to be very stupid, I know what I'm talking about. Look at Kano, for example. How can you be in the same country? In any nation of the world, one law should apply to everybody, isn't it? How can you have two laws in a country? How? Just tell me, explain it to me. That tells you that the zoo should divide. And the sooner it divides, the better for everybody. So that Islamic lawyers can go to the north and Islamize all they like. They can hang, they can amputate, they can do whatever they like. But the thing about some of you is that you are unreasonable, you are unwieldy, your brain cannot process information. It cannot. Tell me why you have two systems in one country. How? How is that possible? Even China and Hong Kong are fighting. China is saying to Hong Kong, this is your democracy, we can't stand it. This one country, two systems is not going to work. That's why they're rolling back all the freedoms and all the liberal laws. China has seen it cannot work. You cannot have one country and two systems. Not impossible, but you, and I'm sure some of you write theses on it, on the Hong Kong riots, but you can never make the connection with your miserable existence in the zoo. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad that people are saying, do you know the funniest thing? What's his name? The Christian Association of Nigeria. You know what they said? The Christian Association of Nigeria said that they agree they can behead and they can kill, they can hang the blasphemer, so to speak. Do you know that? Christian Association. That is how toothless and useless they are. Over the years, they have been so intimidated and bribed into submission. Christian Association of Nigeria is saying that they can carry out the execution and they can kill somebody for singing. This is a country that has free speech in the constitution. So what they're saying is that Sharia law is superior to the constitution of the zoological republic. That's what they're saying. And when Sharia is superior to an Islamic country, but some of you cannot put two and two together to get four, can you? You are black. You cannot reason very well. And what is our response to all this mayhem? They have formed Amoteku in the West. The Nigerian army, the zoo army, and the police have joined Mieti Ala to take terrorism to every home in the zoo. Some of you are complicit. Some of you are complicit in the conquest of your own villages without you knowing it. The same way that some of you never knew that when you were fighting Ojukwu, fighting Biafra, killing a lot of Biafrans, that you were actually killing yourselves. Now the time has come. Nobody to save you. But think of it this way. Had all of you then ganged up and said Ojukwu was right, go on, implement Aburi, you won't have. Because some of you, or should I say all of you, lack vision, you lack foresight, you lack understanding, you lack reasoning. You are not educated or not enlightened enough. That is how sad and how pathetic things are with some of you. And it is my responsibility and my duty to point that out to you. If nobody else will, I will. Now, given all the insecurity happening, there is a group which I don't know where they come from, but at GIA, which is Global Igbo Alliance Incorporated.
They have called on the Igbo nation and her riverine brothers or neighbors to defend themselves, by which the whole of Biafra land. They don't want to use the word Biafra because they are scared. That's how they are. Why are they saying that we must defend ourselves? It is because of the continuous infiltration by large groups of terrorists into our territory. Have the governors done anything in the East? The answer is no. But they are all excellency. They've done nothing. They cannot rise up. Because I told them, you cannot do anything without us. You can't. Call it now. Nobody will attend. Try now and you see you fail. Because we are the people. And the people are us. IPOB means Indigenous People of Biafra. All over the place, the people are us. Have they done anything? The answer is no. Everybody is waiting for IPOB to do something. Do it on their own, they cannot. And because this very group, Global Igbo Alliance, called for self-defense. Everybody is not talking about self-defense. You know what they have done? Oh, dear me. Do you know what they have done? Instead of you to defend, you know what the Fulanis have done? They have used their police inspector general, used their police officers. You know what they're doing now? Fulani police officers in the South and police South, you know what they're doing? They are now doing house-to-house search, looking for weapons. But in the North, where terrorism is ravaging every nook and cranny, there is no house-to-house search for weapons. But in the South, instead of you to defend yourself, they will take whatever you have away from you. Does that tell you something? Does that tell you something? Useless they are. Police commissioners and their army counterparts, they are busy ransacking homes in the South, taking away guns that people have stockpiled to defend themselves against terrorists who are coming. And they know it very well. To clear the way for the terrorists to take over. I said to you before that, you know, some of you are not discerning enough. When Mietiala said we are all over the country in all the 36 states, what they meant to say is that they have the army and the police at their beck and call, at their disposal. Most of them are terrorists. Most of the people you have in the army are terrorists. They are. Now, instead of us, the police are busy doing house-to-house search, looking for illegal weapons to clear, to pave the way for the terrorists to come and take over our land. And all of you are there. You just read it. It's in the Tribune newspaper. You just read it. It's just one of those things. You go back to your big brother. I wish they can even hurry up, I'm telling you. Police begin house-to-house search to clear weapons. The Ogun State Police Command will soon begin a house-to-house search for illegal arms in the state. Can you believe that? They should kill. If you see them come close to your house, kill these idiots. They cannot go. These are the same police that they posted to Borno. They were crying. They brought out their wives to be crying. We are not going. We are police. We are not trained. But now you are trained to be going ransacking people's homes. People who are under siege. You heard that girl say that my fiance was killed and I was kidnapped. She's a Yoruba businesswoman. And you want to do house to house. Now, I'm asking the police, how do you want people to defend themselves against terrorists? Since you people cannot defend the society, how do you... So you want people to just stand there and be killed? That tells you they're working for Mietiala. But some of you will not understand that. Because some of you are not intelligent enough. You are not discerning enough to read the wall. The police are going, because every self-defense is everywhere. The Catholic bishop says self-defense. These our people from here are saying self-defense. Everybody's talking about self-defense. They know now that you must defend yourself. Now that we are struggling to defend ourselves, the police are now saying we are going to do house. And I'm asking the police, why didn't you go to Borno to do house-to-house search to stop Boko Haram? Why don't you go to Zamfara to do house-to-house search? Why don't you go to Katsina, where bandits are, everything, to do house-to-house search? It is in Ogun State you do house-to-house search. Because they don't want you to defend yourself. So you must understand the mindset of the Janjaweed. They planned this many, many years ago. And it's unfortunate that they can go to an Efulefu and give Efulefu 500,000 naira and start writing rubbish. Like Nwabu for whatever the idiot's name is. That's what they do. Now, they will not, all these Efulefus, all these professional petition writers, they won't sit down and ask themselves, and ask this useless police commissioner, why do you want to search for illegal weapons in Ogun State when terrorists are busy killing people? And you are unable to defend the communities. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
that the zoo is gone. And some of you are still sleeping. By the time you wake up, the janja weed will take over everywhere. And by then, you'll understand what you have done to yourselves. You understand? And they're killing them in the battlefield. They are killing them. 3 soldiers died, 2 wounded, as troops battle bandits in Niger. That's the language they understand. That is what they like. These are the same people coming and killing civilians every blessed day. In this little battle, they are dying left, right, and center. Because nobody is there to help them. There is no coalition against Biafra, the Britain, Russia, Egypt, OAU, everybody fought on their side. But today, it is very, very clear, isn't it? Abundantly clear to all and sundry that the zoo is in one almighty mess and that their soldiers cannot fight either. All they do is try and kill civilians. That's all they do. What else can a zoo army personnel do if not to kill people? It's what ISIS has taken hostage hundreds of people in Borno. Police go there and do house to house search. Army leave and do the fighting where ISIS is battling. Boko Haram is there, Ansaru is there, Al-Qaeda, everybody is there battling. Burata, of course, I told you there's no Burata. You thought I was joking. Where is he? You cannot see him anymore. You know, he loves hogging the microphone. They say he has a snake farm. He loves. Where is he? I told you he's gone, and you never see him again. Nobody, you will never see Burata again in this life. All you see are deep fake videos and newspaper press statement. You can never ever see him give any live press interview again. Never. You know what is a live press interview? Like somebody's walking out of a meeting and pressmen will rush you to ask you questions. You can never see Buratai again. And that army has collapsed. You know that, of course, Elohim is fighting for us. That army has collapsed. ISIS in West Africa. And who set up ISIS in West Africa? It's not the dead Buhari. But all these professional petition writers, all these idiots with Biafran sounding names, talking nonsense, I want to ask them a simple question. Why don't you investigate out how ISIS came to be? Why is there no ISIS in Ghana? There is no ISIS in Benin Republic, no ISIS in Togo, none in Cameroon. It's only in the zoo you have ISIS. Why? Because of the son of the founder of Boko Haram, Al-Banawi. Al-Banawi was arrested. I keep telling you this. Al-Banawi was in court at the same time that I was in court. He was released on the orders of the dead Buhari to go and form an armed organization to rival Boko Haram. That's all. And today you have this trouble. Just imagine how many people have died as a result of Fulani duplicity and complicity in the destruction of lives and properties, yet all of you want to give them presidency for life. How many terror groups, I ask you? How many terror groups? Zoo animals. How many terror groups will the Fulanis form before you understand their true motive? How many more will they form? Why can't some of you be able to use your brain, for goodness sake? They have taken hundreds of hostages. It's all over the world. Maybe after, by this time tomorrow, the news will die down. No, nobody will do anything. But Britain is there. Has Britain said anything? As the owner of the zoo, the former colonial master, have they said anything? The answer is no. They won't say, why won't that woman say something? Because she has been compromised. She has taken her $1 million. Stashed away in a safe account somewhere in the Cayman Islands. So it is see no evil, hear no evil. They can kill as many people as possible. All these ambassadors, they have been bribed. Once you come, they give you money. Can you imagine any other sitting governor saying that election observers will go back in body bags and that person will go scot-free? They will hang you. Look at that midget, El Rufai. He said it and he got away with it. Because they have bribed all the diplomatic mission in Abuja. Or should I say, diplomatic mission to the zoo. They say nothing, they hear nothing. People are dying, being killed every day. Britain has never raised an eyebrow. They have never said, no, what is happening is wrong. Never. The day Biafra will rise now, you see them, they'll start writing, building coalition against Biafra. It's not the zoo we are fighting. You know, some of you don't really understand. You think we are fighting Janjaweed. We will defeat them in a matter of hours. We are fighting powers that you cannot see.
not be able to comprehend the enormity of their wealth and their power. But of course, Elohim is on our side. And we are going to... these are the people that came to our land to kill, to pillage. Today, they are witnessing it. Kidnapping is going... And some of them came back from IDP camps. Now, ISIS have taken them. Who formed ISIS, Buhari? Personally. Because if you go through the history, you will see that it is there, clear for everybody to see. Unless you're daft, unless you're a liar, unless you are denying the truth yourself. How did ISIS come about? Who is ISIS? Al-Banawi. Who is Al-Banawi? The son of the founder of Boko Haram. Why was he released from Abuja court? Why? Detention. He was in detention, same time as myself. Why was he released? To go and form ISIS, to rival the Shekau is killing, this one is killing, and people are suffering, and all of you are saying, one zoo, our country. You people are daft, very daft indeed, very daft. I'm complaining. I love this very editorial from, I wouldn't have expected Guardian, because Guardian is a very conservative establishment newspaper. They are mired and they are part and parcel of the corrupt fabric of the zoo. When you talk about people compromising, their job is to promote the zoo, no matter what. For Guardian newspaper to rise up, to write against a sitting government, means that things are bad. And they did. In an editorial, they wrote on the 16th, about the recent... All of you are busy talking about 2023. They have quietly reintroduced the National Water Resources Bill, which means that all your rivers and riverbanks and waterways will be taken over by the Fulani Miyetiala. Because they are a legitimate stakeholder in the government, Miyetiala is now taking over the waterways. Are you aware of that? Are some of you aware of that? They have brought back the bill. Now, let me read very briefly, snippets of what... This is Guardian editorial board. Guardian is the most conservative newspaper in the zoo. For them to come out to write this piece, tells you that the zoo is at an end. I must tell you that. Now, let me read it for you. A recent reintroduction of the vexatious National Water Resources Bill, which was rejected in 2018 by the National Assembly, is curious at this time. President Muhammadu Buhari, whose office returned the bill, must have some... They've rejected it before, but he brought Fulani, they will bring it back. They want to take over your river. Ordinarily, you see, your river will be gone. You see, Janjawi, the Alamajri, they will now build their huts. And now when they come to the river, they either rape you or they kill you. And some of you are still talking about 2023. Whereas there's a bill saying that Fulanis can camp around the edges of our river. You're not aware of that? No, you're not. Wait. And who are the people helping them? I'm not saying that some of these efulefus that they are going out to say, okay, come and take our land. But by their actions, you will know. By their very actions, you will know. What these efulefus are doing is maybe trying to divert your attention so you will not focus your firepower on the enemy and resist them. If Guardian newspaper can say that a bill is repugnant and detestable, they called it land grabbing. The Fulani, they are taking over our land by force, and Britain is doing nothing about it. Because Britain is part of the plan to Islamize and to enslave. They are part of the plan. That tells you all you need to know about what's happening in this zoo. The time now is approximately 6 minutes to the top of the hour. We are live and we are direct, of course. And I know that those of them listening via our app must be following this very program meticulously this very evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are around the world. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. And it is zoo politics that we are talking about. How sad and how bad things are. Anytime I talk about Britain and how duplicitous they are, especially the very corrupt, the very highly corrupt British High Commission. Facebook goes into gear. They begin to remove people. They begin to do what they normally do. We are talking about zoo politics. Zoo politics. I want people to... You see, people are in a mess and they don't know it. Do you know that the court in the zoo
I don't know if it is High Court or Supreme Court. The Independent National Electoral Commission says it may respond to some of the issues raised by the Bayelsa State Governorship Petition Tribunal when they have the full judgment. Now, what did the commission say? The commission has nullified the election of Duoye Diri. I think it's PDP. They want to give it to APC. That's what they do. So you see all those voting, all those thuggery, all those ballot snatching, everything has ended at the tribunal. And all the Lamajiri did is to say, I don't like what happened. Go and have a rerun. Why are you saying they should have a rerun? Because there is a political party called Advanced Nigeria Democratic Party that they did not participate in the elections. And INEC is saying that at the time of the submission, their candidate, his name is Peter David, was only 34 years old, whereas the constitution says you have to be 35. He was 34. Yet, an Alamajiri sitting, somebody Alamajiri that went to Sharia, that did Sharia law, sat down and said, I nullified the election because this 34-year-old did not contest. But the law says he has to be 35. What is the name of this man? His name is Justice Ibrahim Sirajo. It's Janjaweed. This is the type of country that some of you want to be in. And I keep asking, how are you going to grow? How are you going to develop with this type of people at the helm of affairs? I don't understand it. I am struggling to understand. Why are you nullifying? Because somebody didn't contest. Did you ask yourself why INEC disqualified the man? He was disqualified because he was 34 years old. The law says you have to be 35. Can you believe that? Hey, Zoological Republic. Still on the zoo. Things are so bad that not only is it that Guardian Super is complaining, former Speaker of the House of Reps, Gali Umar Naaba, has said that he stands by his words. He was invited by DSS. Once you criticize or suggest something that will make the zoo move forward, they invite you, they intimidate you, they threaten you. That is their game plan, as they have done to Khan. Christian Association of Nigeria. What have they done? Look at them. Can they talk anymore? Constant harassment. That's what they do. That is their game plan. They tried it with me. It didn't work. They tried with IPOB. It never worked. These are the things that some people ought to understand. A whole former speaker. What did this man say? The man said that Zoo is a failed state. A former speaker is telling you that Nigeria is a failed state. Some of you are shouting one Nigeria. A former speaker, a former part and parcel of the system, of the regime, is telling you that the Zoo has failed. Some of you are still holding out, praying that the Zoo will stand, when you know that it is not feasible, it is not possible, it is not going to stand. They invited him, DSS invited him. Why? Because he used the word failed state, self-determination. And I'm wondering, now even the use of the word self-determination is a... That is how backward, how primitive, how hopeless these people are. And these are the people that you want us to be in the same country with. I think some of you are drunk. Some of you are drunk. That is why we expose them. This exposure we keep doing is the reason why now they are bringing back history, or they claim they are bringing it back. They said Osiba just said nobody saw him. Now they know that history is important, because we have made them realize that history is important. Because either way, had history been taught in schools from Niger Delta, no idiot will say he's from South. No fool will come out and say, oh, he probably is not Igbo. Because everything is there. Maybe because the teacher did not teach them this very thing in the classroom. The same thing today. If you say self-determination is reasonable felony, DSS will invite you. This is a former speaker of the house. He's telling you that the zoo is no longer viable. That the Zoological Republic is dead. It is down. And yet some of you cannot grasp it. The time now is top of the hour. In the land of Biafra, it is top of the hour. We are live, of course, and we are direct, and we are telling you what is happening in the zoo. I love a very beautiful memo that somebody wrote, because I wanted to do this program for about 2 hours, but we need to continue to try and capture the mood and the anger that is prevailing now in the zoo. We have won.
We have won this very battle, I'm telling you. Everybody can now see what we have seen. Everybody can now see what Ujupu saw. Everybody now, it is very clear. They are now agitating. And we are saying to them, if you don't agitate to be free, you will die. Fulani will kill you and take over your land. The only remedy is to agitate to be free. That is, you forget all these useless game tricks they are playing in 2023. Is Tinubu, is Iwe Manton, it will come to the south, all that rubbish. It is to distract you. As you are being distracted, your land is being taken. Every day, they are importing fighters, they are bringing in terrorists. All of them are being strengthened on a daily basis. Unless you rise up now to demand for your rights, you will be sunk, you will drown in your own blood in the zoo. Somebody wrote something. If I say this, now they say, oh, now they can't say this and said that. A Yoruba man, Bayo Oluwa Somi, the fools ruling Nigeria. Fools ruling Nigeria. Do you know he did not mention anybody's name? Because this gentleman now knows that there is nobody in Aso Rock. Aso Rock is empty. Anybody can go in and rule. Once you're nominated by the cabal, you can go in and you can rule. Memo to the fools ruling Nigeria from Bayo Oluwasomi. To you fools, he started by saying, to you fools ruling Nigeria. If it's my language, if I say this now, they say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu is insulting, he's insulting. People are now so angry, they understand why I insult an average nigger in a zoo. This is not me. I'm reading verbatim what he wrote. To you fools ruling Nigeria in Aso Rock. He not only insulted Aso Rock, he said National Assembly, the Attorney General, Director of DSS, the General of Police, the Chief Justice of the Federation. Your lack of understanding what democracy means shows you are intelligently disabled, morally depraved, uneducated, primitive, and barbaric. The same words have been used. Him. He's insulting them. He's insulting our elders. Now, can you see it? And it was published by Sahara Reporters. These are people. Now, everybody. Do you see why we continued? Stop. You're talking too much. They are broadcasting every day. Give up. You know, fools that didn't go to school. You know, in those days when your parents send you to school, you see some people hanging out, you know, playing truant and you know, doing one useless thing or the other, and I'm being in the classroom. They are the ones today, you see, you know, they've managed to do cultism at uni. And of course, I must commend our people in Oba. We are sanitizing Oba now. Oba very soon will be very neat and clean. And as I said, no cult. Once you come out in Oba and you say you're a cultist, you're gone. Ask the idiot what happened to him. I don't care. They can take the video and send it to UN and attach what I said. I said there will be no cultism in Oba, and there will not be any. If we catch you, look at that boy. His fate is what will befall you. Then you know how serious we are. There will be no cultism in Oba. Both the Baba cultist and the small ones, you people are in trouble. We get you in Oba and you're gone. Go and ask your mates and they will tell you. Why am I saying this? Because when we are trying to educate people to make them understand, people thought it was an exercise in futility. We're not going to, but now today everybody listens to us and they are now beginning to understand that what we are saying is the truth. And once you understand the truth about the zoo, you're bound to get angry. And that's what he has done. Very, very upset. Extremely upset. His name is Bayo. He's not a Biafran. He said he called them fools. Aso Rock, National Assembly, Attorney General, Director of DSS, Inspector General of Police, everybody, you are intelligently disabled. These are the fools you put in power to try and run democracy. People that move cattle from Ndina Chinama, there you ask them to become Attorney General. Oh, what do you expect? They don't understand the Constitution. These are quota graduates. These are people that went, let my people go. They keep moving them from class to class. They are not brainy. They don't produce nothing. They have nothing. All they managed, with the help of the British, of course, to deceive all of you into fighting Ojukwu, into fighting Biafra. None of you were able to reason and say that, oh no, Ojukwu was not succeeding. No, he only insisted on restructuring. That's all. That's why Ojukwu went to war. All your years of lying. implement Aburi. Gowon is alive. Implement Aburi. They said no. Because they want to take over your land, take over your waterways. They don't want any devolution. They want to take everything you have, take it from you, and kill you or convert you to Islam.
I wish they can start from the village of that fool, Frederick Mabufu. I wish they can start from his village.
I'm telling you. Maybe we should direct Fulani to go there and attack them. I won't raise a finger. They should wipe them off. His village should be to be cleared out. They are foolish to produce an idiot like... Any village that can produce an idiot like that does not deserve to stand. I'm telling you the truth. His village should be cleared from the face of this very earth. That's what his fellow mate, a Yoruba person, is writing, calling a spade a spade. All of them are fools. The same thing we've been telling you from day one.
Now, they realize it. They understand it. And they're doing what they can.
If you speak, they will arrest you. This one, a court grants lawyer bail after 6 months in custody for criticizing somebody. But in Mali, Malians, they came out, protested for 2 months. The army said, okay, we're not going to shoot our people. Do you think they didn't receive order to shoot? But if it's in the zoo, they open fire. Animals everywhere. But in Mali, they said, no, you have to go. The president was arrested, prime minister arrested, only in the zoo. You are looking for guns or people. Oh man. Look at a court. Why would you not? The constitution says you have free speech.
Yet somebody's locked up. Tomorrow you go, I was called to bar. I'm a lawyer. I'm going to court. I want to practice law. Look at the nonsense happening.
Turning the law upside down. Because you appointed Sharia people to preside over common law. When you appointed this aeroplane turner, I made it very clear that you people have not seen nothing yet. These are Sharia people. They only have one track mind. They want to Islamize you. If you don't want to understand. But I'm very glad that people are now waking up to the reality and to the dangers that the zoo portends for everybody. Somebody also wrote, please circulate this message until it gets to the National Assembly members. Buhari has resubmitted the bill of waterways. Now everybody is waking up. It is called Islamization. Fulanization. They will take your land over. You will do nothing. Britain is supporting them. I've been telling you now. It goes in through one ear. Britain is an active supporter of Fulanization. Britain is an active supporter of Islamization. Britain wants Fulani to take over everywhere and kill off everybody. I've been telling you now. You don't want to hear it. But when it happens, I will tell you, oh, please go back to that my broadcast of the 19th of August of 2020. I said it then. As usual, if Lefu will come and troll and write rubbish and then disappear from whence they came. Do I need to tell you why we need to get Biafra? If nothing else, the rape of your mother and the abduction of your sister should teach you a lesson. The settlement, the first Fulani takeover of our land, lesson. That's the opening salvo. If nothing moves you, go to Southern Kaduna. They are now claiming the place as their own. When we know that the Fulanis are not indigenous to the Zoological Republic. They are not. Today they are claiming the land. What are you going to do? Nothing. You complain and complain. They will kill you and you'll be gone. That's all. And Britain will be there wringing their hands and being very... And watching their pets slaughter and kill at will. Yet some of you, whereas Britain supported the breakup of Yugoslavia. Margaret Thatcher supported the breakup of the Soviet Union. They supported Ukraine came from USSR, Belarus, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Lithuania, Moldova, all of us. But when it comes to Africa, you know, they look at us as people who cannot reason. Why do you want to break? And I ask them in Europe, you're asking me, why do I want to break? To you too, why did you allow Yugoslavia to break up then? Why is Kosovo free? Why is Bosnia free? Oh no, because they are white. I cannot be free because I'm black. I am a property of the British. The British owns me. I am their property. Being a Nigerian means you cannot breathe, you cannot think, you are not yourself. It's anything that Britain decides that goes. That's what it means. That means we are niggers now. Some are house niggers like the Fulanis. They are agents, and then the rest are just field niggers. You work in the plantation. But you cannot say it. You want to contest election in 2023 because you're doubt for a black person, you don't think ahead, you don't reason ahead, everything is, I don't know, unbelievable. Unbelievable. People are very, very daft. But today, we are making progress. People are, all we are asking for is for people to rise up. The soldiers rebelled in Mali, but I don't want that in the zoo. I am not an advocate of army intervention, no matter how bad things are. All I'm asking the army to do, when they order you to shoot, do not. That's all you need to do. And then the civilians will do the job. I don't believe it makes Africans lazy. Every time, sort of them to topple a government as civilians, they leave it to the army to do. Why should the army do it? Why? What for? It should be the civilians doing it, not the army. All the army needs to do is do not shoot. When they ask you to shoot, don't shoot. That's all you need to do. And then you see the zoo crumble overnight. But they are foolish because most of the soldiers, they are from Niger. They are Janjaweed with the Fulani who cannot speak English anyway. So all they hear is shoot. They don't even understand stop firing. They don't understand that either. So that is the mess all of you are in. That is the mess that Britain put you in. So when Britain was fighting against Biafra, some of you never knew that we'd be in this mess today. The same Britain that convinced some of you to fight against Biafra, why are they not convincing you now to rise up and defend yourselves against the Fulani Janjaweed? Why are they quiet? That tells you all you need to know. What happened in Mali? Some people are saying it was what they feared. That's why they put Fulani in every key position. Somebody sent it to me before I came on air. Ohabuenyi Chukwumobioha sent it to me from IPAB family in Bronx, in New York. That the reason why they put Fulani, you think they're stupid when they're appointing everybody they have is Fulani? You think they're foolish? Because they know they're coming to mess your lives up. They will mess it up. You will rely on the security services to defend your village. They won't do it because those doing the attacking are Fulani. They clear an area and they settle. Britain will come much later after the war. And then Britain will tell you, oh, since there's a Fulani village in Okwa, why don't you allow them to have an MA? After all, you're in Sabongeri doing business in Kano. And then our land will be gone forever and ever. And that's what they want to do, but they're not going to succeed. We have a very few announcements to make this very evening very, very important. And we have our people who are still in detention in Uyo and Ikotepene for nearly 9 months now. Very, very sad. And it pains me that all we require to shorty them to come out is people that pay tax. In other words, an ordinary cleaner in the employ of Akwa Ibom Civil Service can stand shorty for them. A gate man can stand shorty for them. And they have made bail, so I don't know why they're still there. If before 7 days they are not out, I will dismiss every officer in Akwa Ibom. If in 7 days' time our people, their bail have not been perfected, let me make it very clear, I will dismiss every officer in Akwa Ibom. We'll start afresh. Are you telling me we don't have family members who are gate men or people working in civil service in Akwa Ibom? Akwa Ibom is very strong. IPOB is there, very, very strong on the ground. We need people to come out to stand shorty for our people. Very 7 days, I would dismiss everybody in Akwa Ibom. I would start afresh. That's how I do things. They must come out within 7 days. I want their bail perfected within 7 days, or I would dismiss every officer in Akwa Ibom. I don't care how high ranking you are. I don't like it. They've been there. These are people from Akwa Ibom. These are Ibibio, Efik, Anang, Oron people who are in jail. IPOB, they are Biafrans, and proudly so, as Philip Effiong was before them. Not the fake accounts you see talking rubbish about Niger Delta. There are people from southern Biafra who are in jail. They're not Igbo, and they're fighting for Biafra for nearly 9 months now, and they've not capitulated. Not all these Okoko coming online to write rubbish. I'm giving them only 7 days. If they don't come out, then every officer in Akwa Ibom should resign. Very, very important, please. And
have at least 20 persons in each local government willing and ready to stand shorty for our people. We say we are one family. If you don't know the meaning of it, then you should not join IPOB. We are one family. We must come out to shorty our people to come out of jail. This nonsense must stop immediately. Go to Anambra. Nobody stays. Nobody. Once you make bail, 10 a.m. in the morning, before 2, you are out. We don't pay anybody to stand shorty for us. Our family members come out to do it. Anambra is number one at that. And Abia is following suit. We can't be paying people money to stand shorty for our people. What sort of nonsense is that? 7 days, all of you should resign. And I'm also commend our people in Ivory Coast. The Igbo community in Ivory Coast, they gave us $10,000. Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. They did very, very well. They have followed in the footsteps of Canada. The Igbo community in Canada did something, and now those in Ivory Coast have followed suit. And I'm sure those in South Africa said that they're coming up, and very shortly we'll hear from them as well. Thank you very, very much. And you are going to see what will happen very soon. As they say, where we come from, we're going to get out of them, maybe at the Ambo. So we just keep quiet and just watch and watch this place and see what's going to happen. And then we will launch a hunting season for Sabo. It's coming very, very soon. Hunting season, open season for Sabo. Every Sabo you see. Anyway, let them, they will copy this one now and then send it to FBI and say to them, don't allow him to enter USA, but they're wasting their time. We've gone beyond that. I want to also acknowledge the IPOB family in Lesotho. If you are in Lesotho, go and join the IPOB family in Lesotho. Very, very important. And if you don't have IPOB where you are, start one yourself. I must also recognize the IPOB family in Argentina, in Trinidad and Tobago, in Ecuador, in St. Kitts and Nevis, in Jamaica, and other sometimes less mentioned territories around the world. You are all in our hearts and our prayers. You are part of this very global phenomenon that is IPOB. Wherever you are, you must join. You can see now that we've won the argument. The debate has been won. Everybody is now talking, speaking the way we do. People are no longer afraid to rise up and call the idiots in Abuja the fools that they are. That is one thing that we've been able to do. We have even helped the zoo reintroduce history. People are now reasoning properly. They are now coming out and saying what is right. People are now boldly saying that self-defense is the best way to go. Middle Belt is rising. The West is ready. And very soon we shall march. I thank you all very much for listening to this very evening. And I believe that we have put to bed this very ridiculous argument of our flag. If you don't know something, you ask. And we are more than welcome to educate, to tutor, to lecture, and to teach you to your heart's content. I must thank all of you this very evening for listening once again. And do not forget what Biafra means to us. To you, it may be just a nation. To others, it may be a secessionist term, whatever ideology and all the rest of it. For some of us, it may even be an ancient kingdom that Chukwugigabia may preside over. But to us in this age, this very IPOB, Biafra is our religion. And here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because the Most High, Chukwugigabia Mapurumihanina, is our God. You have my love and my respect, but more importantly from me, from here, good evening.